The astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu. 010. Advaita Prabhu gives Radhanam. Once when Krishna was tending his cows with his coward boyfriends in Vrindavan, he suddenly met Purnamasi, Yogamaya, falling at her feet. Then, Purnamasi, she spoke two syllables in the ear of Krishna. Radha, Radha. Hearing Radha's name, Krishna became so eager. He began to loudly chant, Radha, 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 Radha. Radha, 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 Radha. When Sridham saw Krishna in such ecstasy from chanting Radha Nam, he said, "Oh, bhai, kya hua? What happened?" Then Ujjwala Sakha and Subal Sakha met Krishna in private and said, "Do you know who Radha is, Krishna? Radha is Brishabhanu Nandini. She is the beloved sweet daughter of King Brishabhanu from Barsana. And Radha is a Shishya of Purnamasi, a disciple of Purnamasi. Radha is the younger sister of Sridham, and Radha is very, very beautiful. And I think, Krishnaji, if Radha sees how beautiful you are, she will also become impatient like you." Meanwhile, Purnamasi went to meet Radha. Seeing Purnamasi, the great yogini and guru of Braj, arriving in Barsana, Radharani and all the Sakis respectfully stood up, and then Radha shyly offered pranams to Purnamasi's lotus feet. Purnamasi placed her auspicious hand on Radha's head and offered her Ashirvad blessings. Then Purnamasi uttered the calm Gayatri into Radharani's ears and the Krishna Nam. Purnamasi initiated her disciple, Srimati Radharani, with the calm Gayatri and then gave her Nam, Krishna Nam, into her right ear. Three times, Purnamasi uttered the transcendental Madhura Nam of Krishna into the right ear of Radharani. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. When Radharani heard this calm Gayatri and Krishna's Nam, it entered deep into her heart and mystified and enchanted her mind, and she said, "Who is this Krishna? What does he look like?" Then suddenly Radharani stood up and started chanting in ecstasy and great astonishment, "Krishna, Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Krishna. From that very day, Radha and Krishna became completely attached to each other. Krishna was initiated by Purnamasi with Radha Nam, and Purnamasi initiated Radharani with Krishna Nam and the Kam Gayatri. When one chants the Kam Gayatri, then he experiences the meeting of Radha and Krishna Yugal in Madhurya Ras. Kam Gayatri will bring one into the heart of Radharani, and Kam Gayatri will bring one into the heart of Krishna and reveal their Madhurya Leela in the heart of the fortunate sadhaka. This is the power of Kam Gayatri, with which Purnamasi gave to Radharani, the supreme, topmost of all devotees and lovers of Krishna, Radharani, Prem Sarup Radharani, Mahabhavati Radharani. So now, being initiated in these mantras, Radha and Krishna became extremely attracted and attached to each other. With great difficulty, they spent the night separated, living apart in Nandagram and Barsana. After Krishna received Radha mantra diksha from the mouth of Purnamasi and came home, he started acting like a madman. He was Radharani Prem Pagal. He was Radharani Prem Pagal Sri Krishna. He was mad. Yashoda saw her son in this maddened, crazy condition. She was very worried. So she called for Purnamasi, the guru, the great yogini of Braj, who instructs everyone, and everyone respects and worships Purnamasi. Yashoda fell at Purnamasi's feet and said, "You have always protected us and protected our family from great fear. But what has happened to my Lala? What has happened to my Nandalal? My Lala, my Vatsa, is going crazy. I see him sitting in the temple room, and he's supposed to chant his Narayan mantra and pray to Narayan, but he simply utters tears falling down his face and trembling in his beautiful wavy hair standing on end. He simply repeats over and over again with a dazed, maddened look in his eye of longing and separation. Krishna keeps repeating, Radha, 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 Radha. Please, Purnamasi, you have to do something. What is happening to my son?" Purnamasi put her auspicious, beautiful right hand on the head of Yashoda Ma and said, "O Janani, O Vrindavaneshwari Yashoda Devi, don't worry about anything. Your child will be all right. I will give him a mantra to cure him of all his problems." Then, going to a lonely place, Purnamasi and Krishna sat down. And then Purnamasi initiated Krishna in the transcendental Cupid mantra of divine, immaculate, pure Krishna Prem, pure love of God, the calm Bija mantra. Purnamasi spoke three times in Krishna's right ear. She gave Krishna diksha in the Kama Bija mantra. And she told Krishna, "By chanting this mantra, you will attain perfection in the chanting of the mantra. You will attain mantra siddhi. Now go and search for Radha while continually chanting Radha, Radha, Radha." After giving diksha and kambija to Krishna, Purnamasi Yogamaya returned to Yashoda and she assured Yashoda, "Hey Janani, O Rani, O Nanda Rani, everything will be all right. Your son will be perfectly fine. Don't be in tension. Don't worry at all." So this is a beautiful story of Advaita giving diksha to Radha and Krishna. Why do we say Advaita? Because Advaita and his Shakti, his eternal consort, Sita Devi. Sita Devi is also Purnamasi. So Shakti and Shaktiman, Bhagavan and Bhagavati are one. One is Shakti and one is Shaktiman. They are inseparable. Radha and Krishna, Sita and Ram, Lakshmi Narayan. So Sita is the energy, is the Shakti, the Ladini Shakti of Advaita. And that Sita is Purnamasi. So Purnamasi is Advaita. Advaita Prabhu is Purnamasi. Radha is Krishna. Krishna is Radha. They are one eternally in love and service. So therefore, the title of this story is Advaita Prabhu Gives Diksha to Radha and Krishna. The astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu ki jai.